People walk their dogs with it. They mow their lawn with it. They run errands with it. They walk to work with it. They just, our mission is to create a movement of people who walk through life with purpose.
The Diz Runs With podcast, episode 212, starts in 3, 2. Welcome back to the Diz Runs With podcast, where I talk with runners from all corners of the running world about running, life, and everything in between. I'm your host, Denny Cray, and it's just about time to head out the door for an easy run and a great conversation. So let's get started. Hey guys, real quick before we get started today, no sponsor today, but do want to just encourage any of you that are new or any of you that have been around for a while and haven't done so yet to head over to dizruns.com, just to the homepage right there, and go ahead and sign up and enter to win a free training program for the race of your choice. I do coaching, if you're not aware, I coach runners, and one of the things I like to do every month is give away just a free training program. So it can be for a marathon, half marathon, whatever you're training for, whatever you need help with. Just go ahead and sign up, enter. Once you enter once, you're entered each and every month. You're automatically re-entered. You don't have to keep re-entering, things like that. But all you do is just head over to the homepage, dizruns.com. There's a button that you click the link, the box pops up. You enter your name and your email address, and that's it. That's all there is to it. So if you haven't done so yet, what are you waiting for? You can do it while you're listening to this episode. Just go to dizruns.com, tap, enter, 30 seconds and you're done. So with that, let's get on with the show. Hey guys, my guest today is someone who I actually just heard about recently, and immediately I knew I needed to connect with him, have a conversation, and find out a lot more about what it is that he's working on. On the running side of things, he's completed numerous marathons, half marathons, all kinds of races, as well as multiple Ironman triathlons. But if you take a step back and look at the bigger picture, this guy has a goal to change the world, and he's on his way to doing just that. So today it's an honor to be able to talk to Gene Gerkoff, who is the founder and CEO of Charity Miles, and join him for a nice little conversation. So Gene, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely.
Hi, everyone
absolutely
out there.
Yes, definitely. And guys, if you haven't heard about Charity Miles before, obviously we're going to talk a lot about that today, but you can check out the website, charitymiles.org, and you can connect with them all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, just Charity Miles. And I'll have links everywhere in the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at dizruns.com/212. So Gene, the way we always get things started on the show is to start out talking about kind of the individual. And it's a simple question for some people. It's a little bit of a more complicated question, but that's just to simply ask, what is your favorite distance to race and why?
That's an interesting question. My favorite distance to race, right now it's the marathon. I've done a lot of marathons in my time, and then I started running marathons in 2002. So I was doing a few, 2, 3, 4 marathons a year. I was a practicing lawyer. And then when I started Charity Miles, ironically, I had a lot less time to run, and I kind of fell off to about one marathon a year, which I would kind of just slog through best I could because I wanted to just keep my yearly streak going. So I actually ended up getting really out of shape. I put on a lot of weight, gained almost 50 pounds, and, like last year at this time, I was like, holy cow, I can't believe it. And I just made a goal. So for 2015, I did one marathon a month.
Wow.
For the whole year. And I did one this January, and I did one December 4th. So that's 14 months in a row. And I'm not sure if I'm going to keep that going on a monthly basis, but I definitely remember, like, I have a newfound appreciation for being able to do that since I got out of shape and like wasn't really very able to do it. So now when I can do it, I feel really good and appreciative of the fact that I can. And there's something just so special about a marathon, whether it's the New York City Marathon with 50,000 people in it or a very small marathon in New Hampshire with 200 people in it. It's an incredible thing. The best parts of the place and the people come out, and it's always something. I always get teary at the beginning, I always get teary at the end, and I'm always learning something new about myself along the way. So I'd have to say the marathon.
Yeah, definitely. 14 months in a row. That's an impressive streak right there.
it's a good streak. Not sure how long I'll keep it going, but I'm pretty happy with it. And I'm also just really, like I said, glad that I was able to get myself back in shape. I'd really taken my health for granted for a long time because I was so fit. I could kind of just go out and run a marathon if I wanted. But when I got out of shape and having to fight to get back into it, I really appreciate what it means to have my health. And so I think that that's a really good place to be.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Which I'm not going to ask you to go back through what all of those races were in the last 14 months, but any, I mean, was New York one of those 14, or what races maybe kind of stand out of, you know, kind of the highlights of the last, you know, 14 months or so?
Yes, I did the New York City Marathon, and that was certainly a highlight. I would say my favorite marathon of the year might be, well, San Antonio was in December, and that was my best time. I felt really good about that. I got to 3:44, and so like that was like a goal of mine, was to like get solidly under 4 hours again, which I hadn't done in many years. So that like made me feel really good about getting myself back in shape. But I like going to like small town races. I did this one in the Marin Headlands outside of San Francisco, which was a trail race, which is really beautiful. For October, actually, like I couldn't find a race that fit into my schedule, so I just went out my door and ran 26 miles. That was pretty special in New York City. So I was like, actually, and I did that, and then the actual New York City Marathon back to back. So it was like two back to back New York City marathons, and then, my favorite marathon overall that I've ever done is the Mount Desert Island Marathon in Bar Harbor, Maine, because it's in Maine, it's peak foliage season, there's only a few hundred people in the race, and it's just the most spectacular running weather and foliage you've ever seen. So anybody out there, I highly recommend heading up to Maine in October for the Mount Desert Island Marathon.
I feel like I've heard people mention that before, so that's kind of been, I don't remember the name, but I remember it being in Bar Harbor in October, so it had to be that race.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You mentioned that in December in San Antonio you ran your best time, which I think could fly counter to what some people might think, that you know, putting, you know, 40 or whatever that would have been, I guess the 13th marathon in a row and you know, 13 months or whatever, being you know, almost like a fatigue factor. Did you find that you got stronger as you went, just by that consistency, or was it a fluke? Was it a great course? I mean, what any ideas why that was the fastest time?
Yeah, I felt like I was getting stronger through the year, and I actually broke 4 hours by like a few seconds in the New York City Marathon. But as you probably know, and many people out there probably know, New York City is a very hilly course, and it also is very crowded, so like you lose time on that. And San Antonio is a smaller race. It's still it's a rock and roll marathon, so there's a good number of people in it, but it's not as big as New York, of course. And it's a pretty flat course, so, and the running and the weather is like perfect running weather. It's not hot, it's, you know, 60 degrees and no wind. So it's kind of just like the combination of things. I was able to have a really good time. And there was a time in my life when like I would have been pretty disappointed with a 3:44. But I just feel so great about being able to do that right now, and that I have my health back and I'm back in shape. So I feel really proud about that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, congratulations. That's, I mean, like I said, 14 in a row or 14 months is pretty impressive. But I mean, shoot, you know, even if you're, you know, if you don't want to keep that pace up, can't keep that pace up for whatever reason, I mean, like you said, just having your health back and being fit enough to you know, even if it's just once a year or once, you know, once every 6 months or whatever to get out there and do a race, that's nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, I actually think like the fatigue is setting in because a couple weeks ago I ran the Disney World Marathon and I kind of turned into a pumpkin at mile 20. So I think that's why I'm kind of debating whether or not to keep the streak going or whether my body needs a rest, but I love being able to do it. And I'm like so pulled to doing it because I just love the spirit of the day and I love being part of the day. And fortunately with what I do with Charity Miles, I get to travel to a lot of races. So if there's a marathon going on, like I want to be in that. I want to be on the sidelines.
So let's start talking about Charity Miles a little bit. I mean, I had literally just heard about it, about what you're doing recently, on another podcast I was listening to
cool. Which one?
It was, the Zuma Life.
Oh,
Radio.
I love Zuma.
Yeah. I had Bray on the show.
Yeah. Bray's great.
A while back. And so I kind of, you know, started listening to their show a little bit and, happened to catch the episode that you were on. I don't know when it was, right around Christmas time, something like that.
Yep.
And, you know, it's one of those, I was kind of kicking myself because I like to think that I'm fairly active on Twitter, and I'd seen people posting about, you know, I ran X number of miles with Charity Miles and sponsored by, and just never looked into it, never like took that initiative. And then when I heard you on Zuma, I was just like, man, I've got to check this out. And of course, you know, downloaded the app right away and whatnot. But for people that are like me that maybe haven't heard about what you're doing, what is Charity Miles? Let's start big and we'll work our way down. So what is Charity Miles?
So Charity Miles is an iPhone and Android app that allows people to earn money for charity when they walk, run, or bike. And the money comes from corporate sponsors who are repurposing their mobile advertising budget for social good. And we're very grateful to be supported by companies like Johnson & Johnson and Humana and MasterCard and Chobani Yogurt. And they enable us to every day go out, walk, run, or bike, and earn money for amazing world-class charities that are helping to make the world a healthier and cleaner and safer and more educated, better place.
So what was, when did you start Charity Miles, and what was the inspiration, what was the motivation behind it?
We launched about 3.5 years ago. I started Charity Miles. I used to be a finance lawyer, and when I was running, I used to run marathons, as I was talking about before, for Parkinson's research. I still run marathons for Parkinson's research because my grandfather has Parkinson's. And I always wanted companies to sponsor me so that I could raise more money, but they would never do that because I'm not a celebrity. So,
Right. Well,
I guess now I'm a celebrity because I'm on your podcast.
There we go.
But I figured if I could get enough people together, then collectively we'd have the clout of a celebrity and companies might be interested in us. And that was kind of always an idea I had in my head. And when mobile phones came out and I saw how much companies wanted to connect with people on their phones, and all these apps started coming out, I thought maybe I could make an app that got all the people like me together so that collectively we could kind of harness our collective energy and repurpose all the money that companies are spending on mobile advertising for social good.
So you had a job in law, you were practicing a lawyer. And you decided to start this company. Were people thinking that you were crazy? Was there a lot of what was that transition, or what was? I mean, like you said, you kind of had gained some weight, lot, you know, health had suffered a little bit. Which you know, from one entrepreneur to another, I can understand how that happens. But what was that transition between the two worlds like?
Very scary. Actually, I was totally fit when I was a lawyer. Like, I used to work crazy hours, but I never had any problem squeezing my runs in. Mm-hmm. So I was great. I was in incredible shape when I was practicing law. But once I became an entrepreneur, you know, life becomes a lot less structured and also a lot more stressful and chaotic. And so it was a big jump. It was a major jump because I went right from high school to college to law school to being a lawyer. So my life was always very structured. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of on a path. And then I kind of jumped out into the middle of the woods. And some people like, well, because I'm a runner, and it's a common analogy, they'll say like starting a business, or it's like a marathon, mm-hmm. or it's, you know, they use that metaphor, but it's really not. Like, a marathon is really easy. Like, all you have to do is go forward,
right,
and just keep moving your feet forward, and there's no, you don't need to make any decisions really. You'll finish. And starting a business, in any respect, as you probably know, it's kind of more like the Hunger Games. Like, you kind of just get like thrown into the woods and you've got to figure it out. Or at least that's what it was like in my experience. So it was definitely a big transition, but I'm really glad I made it. And, you know, we're just so, and I'm personally so lucky to have met so many incredible people through Charity Miles that have joined our team and have, you know, become a part of our community, and they share their stories with us and they inspire us. And, you know, you might get that as well from the people who listen to your podcast. And, mm-hmm. It's a really special privilege to be able to have to get to hear from so many people and share in their life in some way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when you start to make those connections. And I mean, with the running community, the way it is, both online and in person, I mean, you know, the runners are good people. And so you start making those connections, and it's fast friends, and it's good friendships that happen. I mean, at the drop of a hat right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
When people and your app, the Charity Miles app, it's available iPhone, Android, whatever. I know iPhone lingo. I don't know Android lingo, but the app store or the marketplace or whatever it is, you just download it and then so if somebody wants to get involved, I mean that is that literally is basically it. You download the app and fire it up.
It's really simple. Just download the app. It's totally free. Go to your, don't even go to charitymiles.org. Just go to your app store and type in charity, and it'll be the first thing that comes up. And you, then just download the app. You log in and you walk, run, or bike, and you can do it every day. You don't have to just use it running. It's not just for marathoners. It's people walk their dogs with it. They mow their lawn with it. They run errands with it. They walk to work with it. Our mission is to create a movement of people who walk through life with purpose. Mm. And, I've noticed that in myself because, when I started Charity Miles, it was really about raising money, and that's still the goal, is to raise money. But I noticed this great feeling I had walking every day with a cause in my heart. And it just made me feel better, and it made me notice so many more things, and it made me more empathetic towards people and causes that maybe I didn't know about before. And it really just changed so much in my life that I think that if we can create this movement of people who walk just with just a little bit more purpose each day, they'll feel great. It'll be transformational on a macro scale, and we'll raise a lot of money for charity. So please just go to the app store, download Charity Miles, and start walking.
Definitely. What are some of the charities, or how many charities are there? Not that you need to list all of them, but I mean, there's a good number of charities that you can pick to support. And you can also, just so everybody's clear that aren't aware, you can support one on one day and every run, every time you go out and walk or whatever, you can pick a different charity to support, right?
Yep. You can change it up anytime. And, we're very honored to be able to partner with some of the best charities in the world, organizations like Wounded Warrior Project, Feeding America, Michael J. Fox Foundation, Stand for Cancer, RED, Habitat for Humanity, ASPCA. We try to partner with best-in-class organizations across the board and from as many different issue areas as we can. And that way, anybody coming to the app, whether they're in New Jersey or New Zealand, there's an organization there that's doing world-class work on the issue that they care about.
And that was going to be another question. So it's worldwide. You don't have to be just in the States or anything like that. Anywhere in the world?
Most places, like need places that have cell phone reception and app stores and things like that. Yeah.
Right. But if you're connected, if you're listening to this on the go somewhere, odds are you can get it where you're listening to this. Fantastic. Do you know offhand what the total number of charities is right now?
It's 37 charities.
Wow. So when you say just about anything that touches your heart that you want to support, you can find that's very, very accurate.
Yeah. We don't have like every little nuance, mm-hmm. of course, but like, we've got, I think, a cause for everybody.
Definitely. And you said like 3.5 years that you've been in operation now?
Yep.
How much money has been raised so far?
About 1.2 million.
Wow. So, and it just goes to show the power of everybody joining together and little bits at a time. Cause I use it. I wish I could say I used it more on my runs. I always forget about it. And I don't know why, cause I'm not used to using my phone when I'm running. I use my GPS, my Garmin watch, and that's it. Mm-hmm. But I use it a lot with, like you said, with walking the dog. Like when I take the dogs out, like fire it up. And so it's little bits here and, a quarter of a mile or whatever, but it starts to add up.
Lots of littles make a lot. And every little bit counts. We like to say every mile matters. So even if you don't like to run with your phone, if you just walk a little bit each day, it makes a big difference.
Definitely. I know that, you mentioned with your grandfather and Parkinson's, which has touched my family too. So, I mean, it's one of those diseases that more and more families are being affected by, but, obviously for you to go about doing something like this and this massive undertaking and shifting the path that you were on in life and whatnot, I feel like there has to be something that's more than just, I don't know exactly how I want to say this, but a spirit of giving back. I mean, there has to be a generosity factor to you that's been deeply rooted. Am I on base or on par with that, or am I drawing a conclusion that's not really there?
I don't know, but I think I'm very fortunate. I was very fortunate. My family raised, I was given every privilege in life, and went to great schools and was given every advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my family giving back in a variety of ways. And so I always knew that I wanted to do that because of the people that I looked up to, my parents and my grandparents, were always giving back. So I always knew that I wanted to give back. But I think that's actually an interesting question, because the model that I was given was, and the path I was on, was study hard in school, go to a good college, study hard, go to good law school, study hard, get a good job as a lawyer, you know, make a lot of money, and then give back.
Mm.
And that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I started doing. And, you know, as I was, and I was on that path, I was working for one of the best law firms in the world, and in the morning, I would go out and I would do my runs. I'd be training to raise, you know, for the marathons, to raise money for Parkinson's, and really putting my heart into what I cared about. And then I would go and I'd, you know, maybe be able to raise a few thousand dollars doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd go to work in the morning and I'd, you know, handle hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, by lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, like, I was, what I cared about and what I was doing wasn't matching up. And I wanted what I did to be what I cared about. I wanted that what I did with my day to make a difference. I didn't want to just like work really hard and then one day be able to give back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what one of the things that inspired the movement, and maybe one of the things that helped me come up with the idea, was I wanted to be able to have a career and a life that wasn't just about giving back, but was about just doing good.
Mm. I like that. I like that. What are kind of some of the long-term goals for Charity Miles? Like, you know, projecting out, I mean, 3.5 years, that's still pretty young. And although I guess maybe in the tech space, I don't know, but projecting out, what are your long-term goals and visions and whatnot for what you've started?
Well, you know, we'd like to be able to move millions of dollars to charity.
Mm.
And so financially, like, you know, many millions, like tens and hundreds of millions of dollars of charity, if we can build that kind of structure and scale. But I've come to rethink how we think of our mission, which is that we were trying to grow a movement. Our mission is to grow a movement of people who walk every day with a cause in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, like, I've noticed that in me, that's changed me. And I know from our members that it changes them. And I just think that the impact that we will have if millions of people do that will be far more transformational than any amount of money that we can raise.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's one of those things where I think just from logging in, you know, like I said, when I take the dogs out and stuff like that, it just makes you more aware, I guess, of what you can do and how, you know, like you said, a bunch of littles makes a lot. And if everybody mm-hmm. chips in, it really does. It's powerful for sure.
Yeah. And it's exciting. And I love hearing the stories from our members and how it's touched them. And, you know, we've had amazing people do incredible things. We've had run across the country. We had one guy run across the country barefoot.
Mm.
We've had people on the Great Wall of China and the Taj Mahal, and some people walk their dogs every day with it and tweet me the weather report from Boston. It's an incredible community. I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Is there a place, whether it's I don't know. I mean, I'm just completely asking, shooting in the dark here. Is there a place for that community to kind of come together? Or is it just kind of following hashtags or is there a community aspect to it?
That's an interesting question. We're trying to build more of a community aspect of it into the app. So mm. stay tuned for that. But right now, like, on my theory in building this is I'm not trying to create another social network.
Right.
So I don't think that the world needs that. And I think, you know, people are really happy with the ones that are out there now. So, we're happy for people to bring this into their own communities and to, like, if they love Charity Miles, to be able to get their friends to do it and use Charity Miles how they want to use it. But that being said, there are amazing things happening where Charity Milers are coming together, both in the app and otherwise. We were actually just down in Disney World, as I mentioned, and, you know, we just sent an email out to our community and said, hey, we're going to be at the Disney World Marathon. Is anybody going to be there? And we got over 100 people to show up to take a team photo within
wow.
like a day's notice. And it was awesome to meet people and and meet them face to face, even after seeing them on Twitter. And, you know, I've like literally like when we started it and like 30 people used it in the first month, like I would tweet to everybody that used it. And I still tweet to a lot of people. I can't do it to everybody, but, for a long time I tweeted to everybody that used it. And I've met people in real life that I had met on Twitter, just tweeting back and forth with them because they were doing charity miles. And it was like, I'd never met that. I was at another marathon or a half marathon, and I saw this guy, and I wasn't wearing a charity miles shirt. And I walked, and like, he came up to me, he's like, "Are you Gene?" And I looked at him, I was like, "Chris, how are you?" Like, I'd never, like, you know, I wasn't wearing anything with charity miles, like, but I just knew his face from Twitter. And, you know, I think it's a pretty cool thing when that's able to happen.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, as much fun as the online running community is, it's so cool to, and I've had that happen a couple times too. Not necessarily completely unintentional, but knowing that somebody that you know on Twitter is going to be at the same race or something like that, and you're able to connect and, you know, have a drink or run a mile together or whatever, you know, floats your boat, it's a really cool thing to be able to do.
Yep.
So, again, just for kind of getting close to wrapping things up, but again, I mean, go to your app store, your marketplace, wherever you get your apps, download Charity Miles and get started. And there's a team component too, not that the teams necessarily compete for anything, but that's kind of one aspect, I guess, where you can get a little bit of community involvement as well, right?
Yeah, so we have that now. We kind of have like a initial, kind of like a minimum viable product on a team feature in there, which basically allows people to form teams however they want. And kind of associate with different groups that they're a part of. So you could be on as many different teams as you want with, you know, different groups of people from your life. So I'm on, you know, teams with people from college and people from law school with my family and friend, other people, you know, different groups. And then you kind of get to see collectively how many miles you've done, and you get a leaderboard. And we're actually designing some new features in there that'll make that even better. But, you know, right now it's a really simple and easy way to kind of have a little friendly competition and inspire each other and, you know, get each other to just kind of do more, a little bit more each day.
Right.
And it's really cool. Like there's some amazing teams that use the app. There's like, it's a pretty diverse kind of range of teams. There's a Tone It Up team, which is this incredible online community of mostly female fitness enthusiasts. And they are by far our biggest team, and they're really, really passionate. There's a Run the Edge team, which is started by Adam Goucher and Tim Catalano, two Olympic runners. Adam's obviously Kara Goucher's husband, and they've got this incredible online community that has a team in the app. There's a Hogwarts Running Club, which is like a Harry Potter themed running club. And they have like four different teams in the app, one for each of the houses, and they compete with each other. So I'm actually on Team Hufflepuff. there's a 50 Shades of Grey team, believe it or not, of 50 Shades of Grey enthusiasts that use the app. So like, there's like, it's an incredible thing the way that different companies have teams for their employees. It's an amazing thing that how people have come together and use Charity Miles in their own different ways.
And there is a Diz Runs team. If anybody is listening wants to join, come hang out with us. There's like four people in it right now. But, you know, I like it because, like I said, I feel like I'm doing so little because I forget to use it when I'm running most of the time. So it's me walking the dogs. And it just kind of shows the power of just a few people that like, oh, man, like maybe we are getting a little bit of something, a little bit of contribution. So, you know, just that much of the community side of it helps to just visualize, like, you know, everybody knows everybody chips in a little bit and it makes a difference, but like you can see it that we as a group have raised X amount or we've done X number of miles or whatever. It's definitely a cool feature. I enjoy it, and hopefully we'll get a few more people after this to join the team as well.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Yes, please. Everybody download the app and join the team.
definitely. So, one other thing, Gene, I got to ask you about is as we're kind of wrapping things up today. I mentioned it at the beginning that you've done multiple Ironman triathlons. Was that something that you were into, kind of swimming, biking, the whole nine before you started running? Did you pick that up halfway through? Where did you get into triathlons? Because that's something that I've thought about, but the idea of doing a big swim, not that I can't swim, but man, like a mile of swimming is an area that I can't even begin to fathom. So where did triathlons come from?
Kind of happened around the same time that I really started getting into running. Summer between my first and second year of law school, 2002, I was living in Boston and I was running like, 5-6 miles a time on the river. And I thought I was really tough because I would do like 5 and 10 Ks. And I ended up meeting somebody and joined like a master's swim class with them. And I was in like the slowest lane. And I remember like they all went up to Lake Placid to watch the Ironman. They had some friends in the Ironman. So they came back and they were all excited about it. And they were like, hey, we're all going to do the Ironman next year. Do you want to do it? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I signed up for the Lake Placid Ironman. And, I'd never done a triathlon. I didn't know that there were shorter distance triathlons than that. So then, that fall, after that, if I'm going to do an Ironman, I better do a marathon. So I ended up doing a couple marathons that year to kind of maybe mentally prepare myself for the Ironman. But it all kind of came together at the same time. And then that was in 2002. So, I was actually, I didn't like it that much the first time I did it. I liked it a little bit, and I liked the race a lot, but the training was really boring because I didn't know anybody else doing it, so I'd never be to train with. So then when I moved to New York and became a lawyer and I joined a triathlon club, it became really fun because there was a lot of people to train with, and that was a really fun way to go about doing it. It's really hard to go out on like a 100-mile bike ride by yourself.
It's just it's the same thing with doing that 20-mile training run before a marathon. It's so much nicer when you have people to do it with.
Yeah. And as far as the swim goes, if anyone out there is concerned about the swim, I really wouldn't worry about it. I'm a terrible swimmer, or I'd say a mediocre swimmer, and the swim is totally fine.
Okay. Noted. Do you still do many triathlons, or have you with as many marathons you've run in the last year?
And you get basically is like swimming with floaties on.
Okay. I guess I've never done it I've never swam with a wetsuit, so I guess I can't comprehend that, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you still do many triathlons, or mostly marathons right now?
I haven't done a triathlon since 2012. I did my last that was my last Ironman. It was 2012. I did the New York City Ironman, and that was my last one. It's a lot. With the biking and the swimming, now it's just easier for me to put my shoes on and go for a run.
Definitely. That's the other thing that I use to keep myself from developing a new habit is running is enough right now for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah. So last question here, and then we'll get you out of here, Gene. I don't even know if it's going to be a good question. I was going to ask what's the race future looking like for you, but I know we kind of talked about it earlier and you think it might be taking a little bit of time off. So maybe that's not a good question, but do you have anything, maybe not like right away, but kind of later into 2016 or even farther that you're eyeballing as far as running goes, or just kind of take it as it goes?
I'm going to take it as it goes right now. I don't have any plans. Chance I might run the New Orleans Marathon in February, which is at the end of the month. So it gives me some time to rest. And I'm kind of just waiting to see how my schedule plans out, but I'm just enjoying it now.
Gotcha. Well, nothing wrong with that.
Like I'm doing my charity miles.
Yes, absolutely. So guys, again, charitymiles.org is the website if you want to learn more about it. You got any questions, things like that. But like Gene said, just go to the App Store, download it. It's free. There's not any fine print. There's not any red tape. Just download it and help make a difference for all kinds of organizations that really are doing good work. Pick one that's near and dear to your heart and go from there.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely, Gene. All the best to you going forward. And next time you're at Disney, I'm only 45 minutes away, so maybe we can connect up and get a few miles together or something like that along
the
line as well.
Awesome. That'd be great.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. Hope that you enjoyed the conversation between Gene and myself. A little shorter than normal, but that's all right. Sometimes, we were on a little time crunch and we had to bang it out, but still good. Still covered all of the main things that I wanted to talk about for sure. As always, I'd love to always hear what your feedback is, your thoughts, your takeaways. For me, I think that the big thing was the power of us, but just in general, the power of little steps, little progress. It's easy to think like, man, what can I do to make a difference? you know, like Gene was dealing with when he started Charity Miles. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I want to raise as much money for Parkinson's research as possible, but I can't get these companies to sponsor me because I'm not, you know, quote unquote, I'm not enough in their eyes. Well, instead of boohooing and woe is me, he went out and did something to make a difference. And now all of us can join together, whether it's for Parkinson's. I usually do the Alzheimer's Association, but there's like you said, 37 different organizations that are included in Charity Miles, and you can pick as many or as few as you want to support. But all of them are making a difference in the world, and you know, it's our collective littles do add up to a lot. So whether you're like me and you just only think of turning the app on when you go walk the dogs, or whether you're a little bit better, which I hope to aspire to be, where I remember to turn the app on every time I go for a run and really, you know, add some miles and contribute some money that way. If you haven't participated in a run or a walk or a bike ride for Charity Miles yet, you know, what are you waiting for? Go download the app. It's free. And it's worth it. You know, you're making a difference. You're doing good. And I think runners are pretty good at doing that as it is. So just another way to give back costs you nothing other than the 5 seconds to start the app before you go run, which again, I'm still working on remembering that, but at least I've got it on the phone. At least I do it most days when I'm walking the dog. So, and also don't forget to join the team, you know, join our team, Diz Runs. It doesn't count for anything, but it's just a cool way to kind of connect and a little solidarity and see how much money we as a group of people, as myself and you guys that are listening, you know, it kind of totals our stats and we can see how much money we can raise, and who knows, maybe we'll put a fundraising goal on there or something if we get enough people to join up. We'll see, who knows what we'll do, but you know, just you know, whether you join the team or not, doesn't hurt anything to do Charity Miles. So I'd love to hear what your takeaways are. If there's something else, something that Gene said or I said that touched your heart, let me know. Shoot me a tweet with your feedback at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com, or the best option for sharing your feedback is to leave a message at the show notes, which you can find for this episode, dizruns.com/212. And that way other people can, you know, hear your feedback and respond and comment and maybe have a conversation or two along the way. So, so with that wraps up this episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to me ramble here in the end. And don't forget, if you haven't done so already, dizruns.com, just the homepage. Enter to win, free training plan. I'll be giving one of those away each and every month. So, you know, can't win it if you're not in it. So, guys, have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. I really do appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again real soon. Take care, guys.